Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Columbus Stacey Radio for an hour of Choices Music and Trivia with your host today, Tarang, along with Nitin, Sandhya, Tony, and of course Khan, who make up the team of CDR. We broadcast every Thursday, 6 p.m. Eastern on WCRS 98.3 and 92.7 FM with a rebroadcast every Saturday, same time, same place. Our podcast and media player are also available for anytime listening through our website www.columbusstaceyradio.com. Movies are all about make-believe. Filmy relations, filmy characterizations, stories, imagination, acting. It all blends real and fiction. But it's interesting how it's all blended. So on the one hand, we sometimes have stereotypical roles. The same actors sort of playing similar characters nearly all the time. But then on the other hand, we also have actors who are often playing all sorts of roles in relation to each other. And I'd say hats off to them, their directors, their makeup men and women, for making it all so believable each time. And to tell you what I mean, let's get on with our song list today. So here is a song from the movie Kabhi Kabhi, for example. I honestly really had initially just thought of Amitabh Bachchan and Vahida Rehman's relationship in this movie and then some others. And then I realized it is Yash Chopra or maybe the 70s where actors truly played all kinds of musical chairs with their role playing. Let's hear this song. It's a beautiful one.
Mere ghar aayi, mere ghar aayi ek nanhi pari, ek nanhi pari. शहद जैसी मिठास उसकी सांसों में इत्र की महकार होंठ जैसे के भीगे भीगे गुलाब गाल जैसे के दहके दहके अनार मेरे घर आई ओ मेरे घर आई एक नन्ही परी एक नन्ही परी
was from the movie Kabhi Kabhi from 1976. Music here was by Khayyam. Singer was Lata Mangeshkar and lyrics were by Sahir Lodhianvi. Vahida Rehman and Amitabh Bachchan, they are shown as a married couple in this movie. And just to be specific, not that it necessarily matters, but Vahida Rehman, she was born in 1938, Amitabh Bachchan 1941. So they were close to each other in age, if you think about it like that, to be portraying a role which probably was, it was a middle-aged couple, so a little bit older than they really were in this movie. And they looked like a really good couple. But then on the other hand, you have Vahida Rehman, who has not always played a lady alongside Amitabh Bachchan. In Trishul, which was just 2 years after this movie, Kabhi Kabhi, from 1978, she has played the role of his mother. Even though it was a very brief and a very powerful role, and they are together for a very short space of time, screen time is very little in that movie, in Trishul. But all said and done, Amitabh Bachchan plays Vahida Rehman's son in that movie. Then we have Mahan, Adalat, Namak Halal. Mahan and Adalat, they have more than one role of Amitabh Bachchan. So one, Vahida Rehman, is his heroine or spouse. The other one is the mother to another Amitabh Bachchan. So all that has happened. Namak Halal, definitely, she has portrayed an older woman compared to Amitabh Bachchan's character in the movie. But each time you watch a movie, or anytime you watch them in any of the characters that they have portrayed on screen, it's all believable. In fact, there is a movie, Reshma or Shera. She's not paired with him in that movie. Vahida Rehman and Amitabh Bachchan are not paired together in that movie. But their roles are completely different from how they have been portrayed in all these other movies. And each one is a marvelous one. And incidentally, in Kabhi Kabhi, there is Neetu Singh and Shashi Kapoor. They have been father-daughter, hero-heroine, Divar, 1975, Divar. They played each other's love interests. Neetu Singh, Amitabh Bachchan. Neetu Singh is Amitabh Bachchan's daughter in Kabhi Kabhi. Rakhi and Amitabh, I'll talk about them probably in some of the song later. Because that's a very popular pairing that morphed from love interests to Rakhi portraying older women and Amitabh staying young forever, so to speak. Let's listen to our next song. It is from a movie called Yaadein from 1964. And the focus here is now on Sunil Dutt and Nargis.
Ooh.
was from 1964, Yaadein. Music here was by Vasant Desai. I'm not sure who wrote the lyrics of this particular song. Maybe Anand Bakshi, but I'm not sure. And the song is being sung here by Lata Mangeshkar. This movie was made by Sunil Dutt, and actually he is pretty much the only actor in this movie. It is unique in that sense. Sunil Dutt and Nargis, I wanted to focus on them because it's interesting how this whole relationship is mother, son, but not. So famously, Sunil Dutt portrayed Nargis's son in the movie Mother India in 1957. I'll talk about this Yaadein movie also, but just give me a minute. Let me lead up to it. So Sunil Dutt and Nargis, they were in this movie, Mother India, in 1957. For those who do not know, this was a landmark movie. And if you have not watched it and you are interested in, you know, Southeast Asian cinema and Indian cinema to be precise, then this is a must-watch movie for you. In this movie, Sunil Dutt is Nargis's son. And there isn't really that much difference in their age. They are pretty much, they were both born in 1929, 4 or 5 days apart. That relationship in the movie is completely believable. She looks like his mother and he looks like her son. Interestingly, in that movie, there is a scene where Nargis's character, is surrounded by fire, gets trapped in a fire. And Sunil Dutt rescues her. In reality, Nargis was truly trapped in that fire during shooting. And Sunil Dutt truly rescued her, and he did get injured also. They say that's where their love blossomed in reality and they got married. So while they were portraying mother and son in the movie, here is a true love interest playing out. They ended up getting married. And in this particular movie, Yaadein, this was the only other movie I found where they are somehow, there is at least a shadow of pairing together. Yaadein only has Sunil Dutt in the main role, or any role for that matter. He's the only actor in the movie. Nargis comes as a silhouette, or as perhaps a memory, in this movie in very few brief places. But she is, that silhouette is his wife. She's not his mother in this movie, and that's why I chose this song. Of course, also because I don't think I have ever played this song on CDR. Let's talk about our next song. It is, oh yes, this is about now Rakhi and Amitabh Bachchan. I knew it. There has to be a song that I would use to talk about them. This is not one of their most famous movies or most famous songs. Still, I wanted to play it because it's a good song. It was an okay movie. The most famous ones, we've played those many times. Let's listen to this one today, Kasme Vaade.
कसम वादे निभाएंगे होते हो अनजाने हम दिल को दिल को पहचाने कभी प्यार नहीं मरता है पागल प्रेमी ही जाने आ जाती है लब पे खुद ही भूली बिसरी बात
was also released in 1978. We have played previously Kabhi Kabhi from 1976 and I was also talking about Trishul at that time. So this movie was around same time, mid-late 70s from 1978. Music by R.D. Burman, singers Kishore Kumar and Lata Mangeshkar, lyrics by Gulshan Bawra. But Rakhi and Amitabh Bachchan, they did so many movies together as a leading man and leading woman in the 70s. Rakhi is incidentally born in 1947, Amitabh Bachchan 1941. They made Trishul, Mukaddar Ka Sikandar, Jurmana, Barsaat Ki Ek Raat. She has been a Bemisal. She has been in so many movies with him. And then notice this, in 1980, this movie Shaan was released where she is his bhabhi, older bhabhi, sister-in-law. And then in 1982, just 4 years after Kasme Vaade, we have Shakti, where she has portrayed his mother. Actually, even in 1981, in Lavaris, she portrayed his mother, although they were not on the same screen at the same time. They didn't share screen space. But in 1982, the whole movie had many scenes of an adult Amitabh Bachchan who is portraying Rakhi's character's son. And it's all very believable. You totally believe she's his mother in this movie. Hats off to her to be able to play that. I will mention that this sort of leads me to think also about this stereotype, which exists a little less in movies these days, but it definitely did back then. The ladies, they aged, the men didn't. They would be in their 20s and 30s and 40s and even in their 50s and dancing around trees and being leading men in the prime of their youth, so to speak. But the women would graduate so quickly from sweet young things to bhabhis and wives and character roles and mothers, and that was it. That graduation sort of doesn't exist to that extent these days, but it did those days. Here is our next song today. It is from the movie Dusra Aadmi, and I will talk a little bit about Rakhi and Rishi Kapoor after that. Let's listen to it.
Oh,
क्या मौसम है चल कहीं दूर निकल जाए चल कहीं दूर निकल जाए कोई हमदम है चाहत के इसलिए हम संभल जाए चल कहीं दूर निकल जाए
A wonderful song. It's from the movie Dusra Aadmi from 1977. Music here was by Rajesh Roshan, singers Kishore Kumar and Lata Mangeshkar, lyrics by Majru. Rakhi here features alongside Rishi Kapoor. Now, understandably, she has been portrayed as older to Rishi Kapoor. She thinks of her now dead love, Shashi Kapoor, each time she sees Rishi Kapoor in this movie. So yes, it's not a standard pairing, but they do share, even in dream and imagination sequences, they do share those kind of that kind of screen space in this particular movie. However, Rakhi has portrayed Rishi Kapoor's mother many times. Kabhi Kabhi in 1976, we heard a song from that movie. She has portrayed his mother. Ye Vaada Raha, 1982, she has portrayed his mother. There is actually, as far as motherhood is concerned, again, the age difference is not that great. Rakhi was born in 47, Rishi Kapoor born in 1952. And if you watch Kabhi Kabhi or if you watch Ye Vaada Raha, you would believe she is totally his mother. I will say, Rishi Kapoor, back in those days, he did used to look quite young. And famously, women were easily made to look older with a streak of white in their hair. Let's move on to our next song. This is from the movie Adalat.
रहके हमने जाना प्यार क्या है दिल ने माना यार क्या है
तुमसे दूर रहके तुमसे दूर रहके हमने
Thank you. इसलिए मिल गए हैं जो हम अब तो होने दो अरमान पूरे सनम
वक्त आने पे मिट जाएंगी दूरियां जब न होंगी जमाने की मजबूरियां जब न होंगी जमाने की मजबूरियां
तुमसे दूर रह के
सो मूवी हियर वॉज अदालत फ्रॉम 1976 म्यूजिक Kalyan Ji Anand Ji, singers Mohammad Rafi and Lata Mangeshkar, lyrics by Gulshan Babra. This is a movie with Amitabh Bachchan in a dual role. The adult or senior Amitabh Bachchan is paired with Wahida Rahman, who is his wife in this movie. And then the younger Amitabh Bachchan, the junior Amitabh Bachchan, who is this couple's son, is paired with Neetu Singh. This is a really good movie. Somehow between Kabhi Kabhi, Deewar, Trishul, this movie these days seems to be somewhat forgotten. I do think it may not have had the best ending, but it's a great watch. It's a good movie to see. Very, very well done with very strong characterization of the senior pair, Wahida Rahman and Amitabh Bachchan. I think that is the one to watch. So Amitabh Bachchan is paired with Neetu Singh also in this movie, like I said. Neetu Singh and Amitabh Bachchan have also done many movies together as love interests of each other. Parvarish, this movie Adalat, Great Gambler. It has a beautiful song. Great Gambler has some great songs. I simply didn't play that song because I just wanted a change with a new song. They've done movies together. And Neetu Singh and Amitabh Bachchan are, you know, reasonably wide apart in age. Neetu Singh was born in 1958, Amitabh Bachchan in 1941. But they do look good together. And yet, when Amitabh Bachchan plays her father in the movie Kabhi Kabhi, Amitabh Bachchan has played Neetu Singh's father in that movie. That looks believable too. She totally looks like his daughter. Wonderful acting, wonderful direction. Makeup, maybe, maybe not. He has this random streaks of hair, but I think acting and demeanor, that starts to cement that belief that the relationship they're trying to show exists for the storyline. So you are listening to discussions and songs about movie relations, and this is Columbus Desi Radio on 92.7 and 98.3 FM. You can also listen to us through our podcast through columbusdesiradio.com. Let's talk about our next song. This is from the movie Yaarana from 1981. Oh, incidentally, since we were just talking about Neetu Singh and Amitabh Bachchan, they were there in this movie too, as love interests of each other. But anyway, this song, I'm going to play this because I am going to talk a little bit about Amitabh Bachchan and Amjad Khan. They're obviously not each other's love interests, but let's hear this song first.
क्या पाएगा मुझको रुला के, मान भी जा दीवाने मेरे यार मुस्कुरा
from the movie Yarana from 1981, music by Rajesh Roshan, sung by Kishore Kumar, lyrics by Anjan. Amjad Khan was the stereotypical villain for all of Amitabh Bachchan's starers in the 70s and early 80s. There's no shortage of these movies. Sholay, Muqaddar Ka Sikandar, Suhaag, Satya Pe Satya, La Waris, Kalia, Mr. Natwarlal, Naseeb, Mahan, Parvarish. There's no end to these names. And I will tell you, those days when many of us were growing up, we literally had an identity crisis of sort. We were so confused when we went to see this movie Yarana and saw Amjad Khan not as the bad man. We just couldn't figure out what's going on in this movie for the longest time, that he is a brother, a friend, and why is he that? What's the catch? It was unbelievable. But in Yarana, Amjad Khan is not Amitabh Bachchan's villain counterpart. And that's why I wanted to put the song over here. They did have a great real-life friendship too, I am told. Amitabh Bachchan helped him out many times with his illnesses. Amjad Khan did die relatively young. He was born in 1940, died in 1992. Our next song is from, not from the 70s. This is from 1998 from the movie Kuch Kuch Hota Hai.
जाने क्या हो गया है मुझे, दीवाना लोग कहने लगे। मुझको सब होश था, दिल में खुशियों का जोश था।
फिर ये बेचैनी है क्यों, फिर ये बेताबी है क्यों, क्या कोई खो गया,
कोई मिल गया,
कोई मिल गया,
ओ मेरा दिल गया,
मेरा दिल गया।
क्या बताऊं यारो,
क्या बताऊं यारो,
ओ मैं तो हिल गया, कोई मिल गया, मिल ही गया, बताऊं मैं फिर भी कह ना पाऊं मैं, नाम उसका है क्या।
नाम न लो पर कुछ तो कहो, हल्का सा कोई इशारा तो दो।
मेरी आंखों में है वो, मेरी सांसों में है वो, और कहूं तुमसे क्या। क्या हुआ है, क्यों मैं खो गया हूँ, पागल था मैं पहले या अब हो गया हूँ।
बैठी है निगाहें और बिखरे हैं बाल, तुमने बनाया है क्या अपना ये हाल।
ओ, कोई मिल गया,
कोई मिल गया,
और मेरा दिल गया,
मेरा दिल गया।
क्या बताऊं यारो,
मैं तो हिल गया,
कोई मिल गया, मिल ही गया, मिल ही गया, मिल ही गया, मिल ही गया।
सॉन्ग हियर वॉज फ्रॉम द मूवी कुछ कुछ होता है फ्रॉम 1998, म्यूजिक बाय जतिन ललित, singers Kavita Krishnamurthy, Udit Narayan and Alka Yagnik with lyrics by Sameer. And I'll talk a little bit about Rani Mukherjee and Shah Rukh Khan here. Rani Mukherjee, born 1978, Shah Rukh Khan, born 1965. Rani Mukherjee, really young, Shah Rukh Khan, not so young. And yet, they are in this movie together. And they've done other movies as love interests of each other. कभी खुशी कभी गम, चलते चलते, कभी अलविदा ना कहना। बट देन देयर इज दिस मूवी वीर ज़ारा, डायरेक्टेड बाय यश चोपड़ा फ्रॉम 2004, वेयर शी इज ऑलमोस्ट डॉटरली फॉर हिम। ही इज, देयर इज अ ह्यूज एज डिफरेंस एंड द लव इंटरेस्ट फॉर शाहरुख खान्स कैरेक्टर इन दैट मूवी इज प्रीति जिंटा, नॉट रानी मुखर्जी एट ऑल। रानी मुखर्जी हैज, there's no counterfoil to Rani Mukherjee at all, which I sort of liked it that way because they've kept her character very, very sharp and focused in that movie, in Veer Zara. So, you know, this trend of being able to role play whatever the movie asks, it has carried on. Next movie, this is Devdas from 2002, Aishwarya Rai and Shah Rukh Khan. Let's listen to our song first.
Ish.
From the movie Devdas from 2002. Music here was by Ismail Darbar. Singers were Shreya Ghoshal and Udit Narayan. Lyrics were by Nusrat Badr. Shah Rukh Khan and Aishwarya Rai, they have done some movies together. This one and then famously Mohabbatein. So huge hits, both of them. But they were famously brother and sister in the movie Josh in 2000. And they looked it. And not just brothers and sisters, they were twins in that movie. And they looked it. Very mischievous twins, both of them. And last but not the least, let's listen to this song from Gunde from 2014. No, this is not Tune Mari Entriyan. This is a different song from the same movie. Let's listen to it.
Thank you. रेजा रेजा मेरा जिया जिया था दीवाना सा मुझको तेरी चाहत ने बसा दिया
has been sung by Arijit Singh, music by Sohail Sen, lyrics by Irshad Kamil. Priyanka Chopra and Ranveer Singh, they star in this movie and this song. They have done Bajirao the Mastani, and then this one, Gunde. But then you have Dil Dhadakne Do from 2015, where they are brother and sister. Priyanka Chopra, born in 82, Ranveer Singh, born in 85. Not too much of an age difference over there. They carry off both these kinds of styles of roles very well together. And so this was our playlist today. We had some, I hope, interesting discussions about movie relationships. Tune in again next week, same place, same time, or check out our podcasts. For future episodes, listen to older episodes. Until next, goodbye.